so I would write notes with useful information like, the peanut butter is in the cupboard with the broken handle. Hammy likes to have sunflower seeds for breakfast. We need more tiddlywinks because I ate them to see if they tasted like Smarties. Tiddlywinks do not taste like Smarties. Bad news. One day, I arrived at nursery late. All the other children were there. My favourite place on the rug was taken, the one where you could hold a crayon against the radiator and watch while it melted. As I unzipped my anorak, I realised that everyone in the room was singing, "We're going to the zoo." This sent me into total panic. I absolutely, on no account, wanted to go to the zoo with other children. Not now. I'd had no warning. I wasn't prepared. I had the wrong socks on. Also, since when did people deliver horrific news in the form of a song? It seemed inappropriate. Could I run? Could I hide? I sipped my anorak back up and considered barricading myself in the Wendy house. As I crawled, sniper-style, towards a plastic door, the children started singing, "Jack and Jill went up the hill." Now there's a song. Short, succinct, and with a clear health and safety message. Why on earth were these people in favour of going to the zoo when a mere trip up a hill caused one child to break his head and another to suffer from numerous undisclosed injuries? Luckily, after a quick burst of Humpty Dumpty, who, let's remember, died from sitting on a wall, they wandered outside to play in the sandpit. They must have changed their minds about going to the zoo. Disaster averted. Good news. I hated milk. One morning at nursery, the teacher told me I couldn't play with the other children until I had drunk my milk. Sometimes everything goes right. I didn't want to play with the other children, and I didn't want to drink my milk. I sat inside on the floor the whole day. That was a good day.